By the time high school rolled around, most of us had grown out of beating kids up because they were obnoxious, and we hadn't beat on Chris in a year or so. But we had a new group of kids to deal with when we got to the bigger school. The Boones are the kids who come to our school from a certain area in the Pine Barrens, on the Mullica River, which we call the Boondocks. I'm sure there are lots of boondocky places in the continental United States, each with its own version of Boones. In our boondocks, the kids are generally the pickup truck, long hair, muscle shirt, and motorbike crew that we just try to look through in the halls. The Boones weren't above busting somebody up still, if the kid was weird and had a big mouth. One really scary Boone, an enormous dude named Bo Richardson, had pushed Chris off the top bleacher in the gym the year before and set him on crutches for a few weeks. Those Boones could be scary, but we still blamed Chris as much as we blamed them. He was as weird as they were charged up. Reverend Harmon went right from the prayer into the Apostles' Creed, and the voices behind me started with the usual droning echo. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Him, Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. I might have gotten stuck on the crucifixion, but I had never given any thought to the Apostles' Creed, or why we said this thing week after week. It was just something normal that we said. And the normalcy of it got me looking at the creeds like they were normal people again. And if they could watch their kid for 15 years and see him as normal, I guessed it didn't matter. It's just the way things are. Things don't have to be sane when they're normal.